Are we back in...
We're back here.
Back in Radio Land. My little...
Okay.
Somewhere?
You want to talk about that?
Okay. What should we say?
I'll tell you one thing. It's very strange being here as to opposed to being on the other end of this, the other end of the antenna.
Yes.
As much as I took off my headphones for a few seconds,
uh-huh.
And the sound that you hear immediately in the studio without the benefit of the amplification and everything else is a completely different sound.
It must be. This is the first time that I've ever performed with headphones on. and when it first started, I was definitely a bit taken back. Like, where was this sound coming from? It's real different, so I'm not sure how it sounds out there, but it's nice to know that these little frequencies are going out all these places. It's a lot easier for them to go out there than to come here. But I was using some equipment that I really have not used before, so the sounds I'm doing now are pretty much different from what I've done in the past. The crash pad is a new thing for me. Sort of my fascination with rhythm lately has made things... very rhythmic, I should say. Lots of pounding and whatnot.
I've noticed over the past year, I guess, or so, of really studying electronic music closely, that I don't want to generalize by saying this, of course, there's exceptions to every rule, but I found that you can break down electronic music into three groups.
Well, that's interesting.
All right, and the three groups that you know, I hate to label things, but you know, I guess the way... The way things are, somehow makes things easier to understand. But the three groups of electronic music that I call them, group one, which is meditative music,
mm-hmm.
and then there's dance electronic music, and then there's everything else that you can call either dance music or meditative music. And it seems here you've got a fourth kind.
I have a label for that. That's your dissonant fraction. It's the dissonant... percussive, right now being termed industrial, whatever kind of
the squeak bang music, I guess.
Or the slash bang, yeah, which started with John Cage and Dada way back. But yeah, I guess you could lump that all together somehow. But it is hard.
I don't know. I hate to say this, but how do you think you could classify your music? Are you trying more for a meditative sound or for a dance sound?
Well, it depends on what your meditation is. I've gone through a lot of changes, and if I had stuff from the tape here, you know, I have some things that are very like sequencer oriented and very white noisy and downright melodic. I mean, even my mother heard one of them and said it was music. But I tend to be more dissonant and non-melodic because I come from the school of no keyboard, no music background, whatever. Except for from the ears, and it tends to be in the dissonant vein, although I've been heading towards more of a danceable thing. I used to be much more abstract and no continuous rhythms. It would go from one to the next, and now I like to turn the drum box on and just hear a steady rhythm, and in that sense it's danceable. It's not something I'm really hearing too much at dance clubs, but someday, you know, somebody can dance to it. It's rhythmic.
How did you get involved with electronic music?
Oh.
Here's a tough question.
Yeah, I fell off my bicycle and there it was. As Charles Cohen said, that's my guru of electronic music is really how I got started. I listened actually to an alternative radio station when I was very young. When I got home late at night and I was bored, I put the headphones on and turned the dials and got past all the FM rock stations and found this college station in Philadelphia called WXPN that played all kinds of incredible stuff. When I just liked it, I didn't even know what a synthesizer was. But then I began hearing live electronic music in Philadelphia, and Charles Cohen, he's in a band called Ghost Riders,
right,
and have a single and an album out, and does a lot of live performing for all different kinds of things in Philadelphia area. I went around and heard him play a few times, and finally went up and talked to him, and then ended up meeting him in New York at a club, and he just like said, why don't you come over and play synthesizer or buy your own synthesizer? And I just was like, I mean, I can do that. And a couple years later, that's what I did.
One of the questions that's been on my mind, I know for a couple of weeks, and I hate to mention this, where people who know me can hear this, but what does a synthesizer cost?
Well, it's really changing. even a poor guy like me can have a synthesizer. Kids are playing synthesizers now. Remco makes a sound effects machine, which is it's a real synthesizer. In fact, there's a band called Crash Course in Science that uses it, and I'm sure there's many other bands too. And it costs about $35. And very popular is the Casio VL-Tone, which a lot of people have. It's about $55, and that has a small synthesizer function into it. And you know, as you go up in price, you get more. But you can get for $500-$600, you can get a regular old synthesizer where it used to be $2,000. And of course, it can go all the way up into the thousands, depending on how sophisticated you want to get, and you will want to eventually. But every home will have a synthesizer, you know, within the next few years. I mean, they make the Atari games and stuff are coming with synthesizers.
We're all going to have cable TV, a synthesizer, and a computer in our homes. The electronics are moving in.
For sure.
What would you mentioned one influence. What other music do you listen to on a regular basis?
It seems to change a lot. When I'm using my mind very much, I tend to like very commercial sort of popular kind of dance, you know, music, whatever. Always has to be modern and electronic or whatever. I'm not really one for oldies occasionally, but you know, lightweight things. But the things that I listen to more are, right now anyway, I've been getting these obscure tapes from all over the country, as I was telling you before, from these little bands that are working and doing, you know, little tapes of interesting sounds, and I've been exploring a lot of really different kind of avant-garde music that's very non-academic and, you know, just young people with synthesizers making sounds. And I brought a couple of things actually for you to hear from some of that stuff that's real pretty obscure out there.
Okay.
But the stuff that, you know, that I listened to in the past, I told you before, was that 20-second cut from the Eno album, and there's also an Einziganger album by Jojo Moroder, which was one of the things I heard on that radio station that really had me going. Mm-hmm. There's the Atomic Thinkers tape over there, which is a short little thing from Pennsylvania you might want to play. That's
okay,
one of the things.
We've got that in, and we got that all queued up now, so let's have a listen. This is the Atomic Thinkers?
Yes, from Warminster, Pennsylvania.
Okay, let's have a listen to this.